Bet Boys Quickcast, Episode 3.
All right. I want you to listen closely. Okay, we've all been there. And if you haven't been there, you've never been to Vegas. You've been there with your buddies, with your friends, with your family. And 3 days is about all you can handle. And you go to the airport with your last measly $100 bill in your pocket, and you say, hey, at least I got gas money for the way home. At least I can buy myself a quick little snack before this 4-hour flight back to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And you know what? You said, hey, I've lost this much up to this point. I'll just throw this $100 into a Buffalo machine, and boom, $3 bet, and you win $1 million. What do you do next, Bet Boy Sam?
Yeah, well, first off, you best believe I ain't getting on that flight back home. There's not a chance. I am going up to, I'm either just not showing up, or I'm going up to the front counter and like, hey, I'm supposed to be on this flight. Rip the ticket up right in front of them and say, somebody can have my seat, or I'll just give it to somebody. Say, hey, anybody want to go to Philly? You're going, because I ain't going back home.
And you're flying Spirit back.
Oh,
or
yeah.
Frontier
you're
back.
You're sitting on the tail.
I'm not checking my bag.
No, you can have it. Yeah. Keep it, whatever's in there. I don't care. Take it.
Not worth anything anyways.
So my next question is, okay, so you got that. Okay, let's already just get over, like, you got the money. Okay, you have the money on you. Because if you win, you get the money. Let's not go through all the little crappy
That's
steps.
Right. That's right.
Are you going back to Vegas, or are you just looking at other flights?
No. So I've played this scenario out in my head a million times. Mm-hmm. So the first thing I'm doing is I'm calling my mom, right?
Yeah.
Because there's nobody, and I mean nobody, that would be happier for me than my mother, mm-hmm. right? And so the first thing I'm doing, I'm getting that money. I'm calling mom. Mom, I'm rich, okay? So that phone call is out of the way. We've celebrated. Now I am trying to figure out how I can get that money out of my hands before I go back to the desert for the next 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
So I am putting $950K away.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, you cannot take all that money, because you want to know what? You'll be in that same scenario the next time you got to fly back, because you're going to blow through all that money.
And the only difference is I wouldn't have blown through $2,000 in being depressed.
Yeah,
I've now blown through a million.
Yeah. So that's what I was going to say. Like, you know, also kind of skipping, like, okay, well, you're probably going to, you know, family, friends, whoever, wife, you're bringing them with you. Hopefully you are. If you're not, then hey, whatever. But,
so the call to my mother has been made. My next call is to you and the rest of my family.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, hey, I need you to get on the fastest plane that you can to Vegas. I'll take care of the costs, right? So get on this plane to Vegas. And when you get out here, I got $2,500 for you. Cash.
Mm-hmm.
So right now I'm down about $15,000, mm-hmm. right? Which is fine.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got about 20 in my pocket.
That should be enough for someone to, I mean,
for 3 days,
yeah.
3 days I'm out.
Well, I know too, but like for some reason I can just hear someone being like, you just won $1 million. You're only going to give someone 25. Yeah. Like, you're not getting $10,000.
Well, when we get back, I'll give you more.
Yeah,
like, when we get back, like,
yeah,
your car
I'm not
is getting
give
paid
you,
off.
I'm not going to give you $10,000 just for you to totally lose.
Correct.
Like, you're going to get $2,500. That should last you 3 days to, you're also, anytime drinking and eating is also on me.
That is correct.
Like, $2,500, don't spend it like an asshole.
That's right.
And, so, like, when you win, I'm not asking for any of the money back. That's more money you have, so.
Correct. And when you run out, come see me. I'll give you some more.
Yes.
But, like, I'm not giving everybody who gets off the plane $10,000 to blow through in 3 days. We're going to go have the best time of our life. But, like, let's try. We're not dipping into the $950K that I just put in the bank.
No, that's the way. That's the most important. Like I said, $50,000 is, that's probably a good enough number. And still, that's a high number.
That's a lot of money.
I mean, that's a ton of money to blow through. I mean, you're going to clubs and you're drinking. When you're drinking Bud Light there, you're drinking, unless that Bud Light's coming out gold. But
so my next call is to Derek Stevens at Circa. I'm going to say, Derek, can I get on the phone with Derek? Ring, 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 ring. Mr. Stevens, I just won $1 million at the airport. I was getting ready to leave. I'm coming back. Can I get a suite?
Mm.
I want a table at Circa Swim for the next couple days. I'm going to give you a lot of money. I'm going to put a lot of cash through along with my family that's coming out to visit me. Can you comp the suite for me? See if you can get me some meals. I know Mr. Stevens would definitely take care of us. Send the limo, Mr. Stevens. And I'd go back to the hotel room, and then I would decompress. I would figure out, I would sit down, I would slow down a little bit, and I would wait for everybody to get out, maybe go down, put a sports book pick in. Mm-hmm. And then as everybody arrived, I'd make sure that everybody has rooms. You got to share a room with me because that's just the rules. And then we would just go for days and days and days of debauchery.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't even plan out something that everything is picture perfect to me, but I totally agree with, like, you would have to be compressed because you just won $1 million. Your adrenaline is through the roof.
Correct.
Like, you can't, like, you know, get your room, whatever. Let's say everything you asked for it's like a dream come true. Not only did you wish for $1 million, well, you won it. And now you're like, correct, hey, I want a suite. Here you go, sir. You got a suite. I feel like bad decisions could be made with that money, like, as far as you spending it, is if you just went right out there and went batshit crazy. Well, so nothing, there is a decompression period that you would need.
And nothing is going to touch that high.
No, like, God, no.
The next 3 days, and it's 3 days max, is more so about just having fun. But that's fun even, with, like,
even if you
family.
Didn't have all that money, 3 days max is enough in Vegas. You can't do it. It'll kill you.
Correct.
It'll kill you out there.
Correct. So we're going to eat at the steakhouse that is in the bottom of Binion's, which, if you've ever been down there, that boy Sam, it is fantastic. They make the salad right by your table. It's like an old New York City steakhouse, brick walls. The family's going out to eat there. Then we're going to the Chainsmokers.
Yeah.
We got a table right next to the Chainsmokers. I would try to tell them, like, hey, Chainsmokers.
Hey, Chainsmokers, I just won $1 million. Get me on. I'll smoke a cigarette with you. I'll do whatever. Yeah. Listen, you're going to get your way back there. You're going to somehow get your way back there.
Do you mind playing Big X the Plug and Gavin DeGraw?
Yeah, honest to God. Hey, you should play some Bruno Mars while you're back there. I'm going to tell you what, though. Like I said, I loved everything up to this point. You ain't going to find me at a steakhouse. Give me the Chick-fil-A sandwich. Something quick. I don't want to sit down and eat because I just want to be out gambling.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. You're coming in.
Well, I ain't going to the steakhouse. You hang out at the steakhouse. Chick-fil-A sandwich is plenty enough.
I'll take your $2,500 back so fast okay. Your fucking head.
So I'm at the steakhouse and I'm ordering a ribeye. Is that better?
That's fine.
Okay. This scenario couldn't be any better, only if it was like that first weekend of March Madness. I think that would be the most prime time for that to happen. Like, I don't give a fuck about Super Bowl weekend.
Same.
Just a regular college football Saturday. Okay, that would be good. But if you're going to give me the first weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday of March Madness, that is you're going to wake up at 9 o'clock in the morning, Vegas time, and there's going to be games on.
If it's the first weekend of March Madness, I can tell you that my trip
would
be expended.
An extra million. Yeah, I might need an extra million.
The first weekend of March Madness would turn into, well, they start the games up again in 3 days anyways. Is it really worth flying home? I would sit in a sports book and just bet on games sunset to sundown.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that is...
There's no clubs. Wow. There's no... And, you know, like that. 20 minutes or 30 minutes that you get for the dinner time break, we're playing slots.
Yeah, like I said, that is just a gambler's paradise. You probably have to take out more than 50 grand then at that point.
I hope not. I hope know. That I could just like at
well,
least win
enough.
Well,
that's the thing is because like if you have all that money on you now, do you turn into $1,000 a game better? Like you can't.
Yes.
Yeah. Ugh. Okay.
I think I'm doing $1,000 a game.
Well, not me with my $2,500. I'd probably have to cut down to $200 a game.
Well, you know how it works. Like, if I'm betting $1,000 a game, that means that you're getting half the winnings.
Okay.
Or you're at least getting us to play free slot play where you'll just keep getting cash.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we go home, then we'll figure out, like, what we got to do real life with our money.
Yeah.
Let's make a deal. If we win $1 million between now and March Madness, I'll go halves with you.
Okay. I'm in for that deal.
All right, deal.
I'm very curious. So this was last Friday when this happened in Vegas. If you follow the Las Vegas locally Twitter account, the coolest thing about it was this person, I don't know if they're male or female or what even they did after they won $1 million, but they're only down $8 left. So like, you know, it's,
oh my God.
I always feel like when I'm down to like under $10 or like when I have little money in that account, like it's just like, you got me. There's no chance I can win. This motherfucker won $1 million. He only had two spins left. $3 a spin, $8. They had two spins left. They hit for $1 million.
It's legitimately my dream.
It was $1,031,206.36.
How much are you tipping the slot attendant?
$5,000. No.
That's too much? $3,000? Yeah. I don't know, but your emotions are super high then. Like, you're as high
$100. Like, I'm sorry, you're not getting four digits off me. I'm sorry.
That's fine.
You're not getting four digits off me.
I would be out
this
of that.
Doesn't mean yeah, like this just because I won $1 million doesn't mean I'm just giving out like it's is it a lot of money? Yes, but I just still not gonna be throwing it around like it's a fucking parade and it's candy.
Well, the thing with my $1 million is I don't plan on going back to work on Monday. Like
yeah, so then why am I tipping the lady $5,000?
I know. I'm with you. I don't disagree with you, but I also don't know what I would do at that time. But I would tell everybody who was standing around looking at my machine, get the fuck away from me. Get away.
Yeah.
You're not getting any. Get away.
Well, here's that thing too. Like when that hits, you know, sounds are going off. Everybody around you knows that
people
you
missing
just
their flight looking at your money. Yeah. Get away.
You better take a pit. Like, pull me in a different room.
Correct.
Just because I don't want anybody to shut the airport down when I leave, because I think that's like winning a lottery, like, you know, the Powerball or something. Like, I don't know if they do that in the airport, but they'll shut the gas station down or something, or the casino, and they let you leave for like a half hour before anybody can come in or come out. But I mean, yeah, that's crazy. So you hear what we do. What would you do if you won $1 million on a slot machine? Pretty crazy to think about. Well, what happens when it comes to reality?
That's my dream. Hey, thank you for tuning in. Make sure you follow us at the Bet Boys on X, Bet Boys Pod on X, and at Bet Boys Slots on TikTok. Also, I would call Bet Boy Ray. You're coming with us.
Yeah.